This was a day of sobering and surprising news about how COVID-19 is again accelerating in the U.S. and around the world. The World Health Organization said that infections are up 80% globally just in the past month, overwhelming health systems in many countries. On the continent of Africa, deaths are up 80%. Back in the U.S., the Centers for Disease Control made public a pivotal study explaining how fully vaccinated people can spread the Delta variant. The study raises serious questions about how businesses and schools should operate as they reopen. Amna Nawaz has the details.
Judy, the CDC examined a COVID outbreak in Provincetown, Massachusetts around the 4th of July weekend. Within weeks, that outbreak spread to at least 469 people around the state, a state with nearly 70% vaccination rate among adults. Three quarters of those infected had been fully vaccinated. Nearly 80% were symptomatic. So far, there have been no deaths and just five people were hospitalized, but four of them were fully vaccinated. And Provincetown had low levels of virus transmission when the outbreak began. In fact, an internal CDC document about the Delta variant obtained by the Washington Post said officials must recognize that, quote, the war has changed. We look at key questions coming out of all of this with Dr. Ashish Jha. He's the dean of Brown University School of Public Health. Dr. Jha, welcome back to the NewsHour. Always good to have you here. So people will look at this study and they'll say, look, this tells me if I'm vaccinated, I can still get the virus, I can still feel sick, I can still transmit it to other people. Why should I get the vaccine? What do you say to them?
Yeah, so Amna, first of all, thanks for having me back on the NewsHour. What I would say is that actually this study, looking at what happened in Provincetown, is the vaccines working exactly as we expected. And let me lay out why. What you had was you had an influx of a lot of people coming to Provincetown for July 4th celebrations, a lot of unvaccinated people, Delta virus surging. You did have a good number of breakthrough infections, not surprising when you have a lot of people packed into bars and clubs. But let's see what happened to those people. Almost all of them did extraordinarily well. A small number ended up in the hospital. No one died. And it did not fuel this massive outbreak that has led to more and more cases in exponential growth. In fact, that outbreak has more or less faded away. Case numbers have declined. Infection numbers are down now. No one died from this, thank goodness. This is the vaccine working. So what I would say to people is, vaccines turn what is a potentially deadly disease into a mild one. Your chances of passing it on are much lower.
Dr. Jha, a lot of people will look at these numbers, though, and say the overwhelming majority of people here were fully vaccinated. Doesn't that say to you that this is actually spreading much faster than we previously thought it was?
Yeah, no, I get that, and that makes some sense to me that people would be concerned about that. You have to remember that underlying population was largely vaccinated. Imagine if 99% of people are vaccinated in a community, then any outbreak will largely happen among the vaccinated. So that, to me, is not unto itself any kind of indictment of the vaccines. The key is to ask the question, is the transmission happening as badly among the vaccinated? And most importantly, the question is, are vaccinated people getting sick or not? And we have very clear evidence that the vaccinated people, when they have a breakthrough infection, are not getting sick at the same rates.
You mentioned the Delta strain. Of course, we've heard again and again from officials it is much more highly transmissible. What else do we know about it? Because I know people have questions. Is it transmitted in the same way, breathing in aerosol particles? Do we know anything about transmission by surface or touch?
Yeah, it's still the same virus. So the mechanisms are still the same. It's still an airborne disease passed from people to people through breathing. There may be a little bit of surface stuff, but we think it's pretty tiny, not a major source. The other thing we know that actually the CDC report highlights is it does look like if you get infected with a Delta variant, you're more likely to get sick than from previous variants. So it may be a more severe form of the virus as well. That's not nailed down, but that is of concern, and we've got to really sort that out.
And that is true whether you're vaccinated or not, correct?
Well, certainly among the unvaccinated. We have not seen a lot of vaccinated people get particularly sick from this. There are going to be a small number who might. So I think for the unvaccinated, that is largely true.
So the CDC did issue new masking guidance this week. They're now saying everyone who's fully vaccinated should wear a mask inside public setting where transmission is high. Walmart is now requiring all its workers in high transmission areas to mask. Broadway is now requiring masks and vaccinations for all members of its audience. Should we, generally speaking as Americans, be reevaluating indoor activities right now, more broadly speaking?
Yeah, so I think one of the things we've had to do throughout the whole pandemic is make adjustments as the virus has changed. I mean, this is an evolving virus, and as the virus evolves, we've got to evolve. Right now, we have a very dangerous, very transmissible variant circulating largely among the unvaccinated Americans. I think if you're in a hot zone with a lot of infections, it makes sense to potentially wear a mask indoors. I think it makes sense to avoid large, crowded indoor gatherings like nightclubs and super packed restaurants. That isn't necessarily the policy I'd have for every part of the country, but for those hot zones, I think that's pretty reasonable.
So you mentioned this new strain of the Delta variant we are talking about. There was a World Health Organization official, Maria van Kerkhove, who was asked about potential new variants of the virus ahead. Take a listen to what she had to say.
There will be more. And it's in the virus's interest. Viruses are not alive, so they don't have a brain to think through this, but they become more fit the more that they circulate. And so the virus will likely become more transmissible because this is what viruses do. They evolve, they change over time.
Dr. Shah, what are the chances we're dealing with another variant sometime later this year?
We might. I mean, look, all of the variants we've seen so far have come out of countries where there were large outbreaks. There are large outbreaks still happening around the world because we haven't gotten vaccines out to the world. So as long as that happens, I think we should be ready for more variants. Whether they'll necessarily be much more contagious or maybe whether they'll evolve our immune systems and our vaccines, I don't know. But I'm pretty hopeful that if we can keep plugging away on vaccinations, we can put this to an end. But we definitely have to pay close attention to that possibility.
Now, I have to ask you, a lot of people we talk to say they're confused and frustrated, quite frankly, by the way the CDC has been messaging some of the guidance over the last year and a half. They feel like it's shifted and changed. You and I have talked about it before. We've said as the science evolves, as you know more, that guidance does change. But what do you think the CDC needs to do now to make sure this guidance sticks at this latest turn in the pandemic?
Yeah, so what I think the CDC needs to do is explain, first of all, how it makes its decisions and the fact that when new data comes in, we want the CDC. I mean, as a physician, you know, when new studies are done on the way to treat a patient, I change my clinical practice. That's actually normal, and that's what we want CDC to do. But CDC should do a better job of explaining it. And by the way, CDC should make its data more apparent and transparent. They shouldn't say we have data, but we can't share it. That, I think, breeds some amount of confusion in people. I think the CDC should also tie these guidance to clear metrics so that people understand that when infection numbers go down, the masking guidance will change. That's what we want. We want to be flexible. We want to be data-driven, and we want the CDC to help guide us in that process.
And we want people to stay as safe as they possibly can. That is Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of Brown University School of Public Health. Always good to have you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.